Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me, over me. And before I'd be a slave, I'd be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. Hi, I'm Lady Norma, and I'm your host. This is Hub Human Hub Podcast, Season 1, Episode 6, entitled USA Citizens Dodge a Bullet. This episode looks at where human beings stand relative to the United States of America general election that just took place on November the 3rd, 2020, and the coronavirus. I intend to get Human Hub Podcast on a twice per week schedule, and I intend to add guests to my format. Right now, however, I'm the entire production team and the entire financial department, so please bear with me. I'm intending to get my computer back in operation, which allows me to update my website, and then I'll be able to use that portal more effectively as well. Of course, I give a shout out to Michael Moore for inspiring me to do this podcast. Today is November 23rd, 2020, and this podcast is made possible by Anchor. Anchor.fm is the podcast service that is hosting Human Hub Podcast. Anchor.fm provides the service free of charge. They help to distribute the podcasts that are created on the platform, and they help to monetize them. Anchor.fm does this because they want everyone's voice to be heard, regardless of background or experience level. Podcasting with Anchor.fm is easy. Even I can do it. Just sign up on the website or download the app onto your phone, record your podcast, then hit publish. Record your podcast using the Anchor.fm platform and have your voice heard today. I named this episode USA Citizens Dodge a Bullet because I feel that's pretty much where we human beings stand right now. It appeared to me that we, the citizens of the United States of America, were headed to something close to abject tyranny. With the election of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as president and vice president of the United States of America, we have slowed the momentum of the push to tyranny. So, congratulations, Joe Biden. Congratulations, Kamala Harris, on your victories. We dodged a bullet, but we're still under fire. From the perspective of human beings living well on planet Earth, we have blocked a touchdown at the one-yard line, to use a football metaphor. Since we are intending to score freedom, happiness, and living well at the other end of the field, right now we know where we are. We know where we're going. You know, we're going toward freedom. We're going toward living well. We're going toward our happiness. We know the general path to get there. And we know the basic strength, motives, and moves of our opposition. And we know we have to give it everything we have. We have to give everything we have to maintaining what freedom we have left and getting to our goal. Now is the time for every human being to bring our A game. We're not going to be able to just do a little bit here. We're going to have to bring our A game for this to actually get to the other end of the field. Our defense is still on the field until the two Georgia Senate seats are won by Ossoff and Warnock on January 5th, 2021. And until Biden and Harris are inaugurated 8 weeks from now on January the 20th, and the COVID-19 coronavirus is under control in all 50 states and several of the USA territories. There's no backing up now. There's nowhere to back up. We stand our ground and move toward our own goals of greater freedom and living well. We human beings focus, therefore, on our happiness like a laser. We've got to focus there. Focusing anywhere else will bring other things to us. We want to focus on what we do want. Now, as of today, November 23rd, 2020, Georgia did complete its hand count and has certified its election. And then apparently, there is even a further move to please have the Georgia election recounted again. But nevertheless, all that sort of thing moves forward. Now, there has been the election basically definitely has been called in all of the states. And we are going through the legal processes and, we'll allow that to continue. But anyway, with the all the vote counting that has been done so far, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris do have a plurality of the popular vote and a plurality of the Electoral College votes. Now, the Electoral College's electors vote on December 14th, 2020. Okay, on that day, on December 14th, the electors turn their votes in to the official who presides over elections for their particular state. And also there are electors in Washington, D.C. And this state official, or the official in Washington, D.C., is usually the Secretary of State since the Help America Vote Act of 2002. With this, then the state election official seals the electors' votes and then turns them over to the President of the United States Senate. And that person happens to be the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, right now. So December 14th, the electors' votes are sealed. The Secretary of State gives them to Mike Pence. Then, on January 3rd, 2021, the new Congress is seated. They're sworn in, and then at that point, right after that, on Tuesday, January 5th, 2021, Georgia holds its runoff vote for both of its senators. Okay? And when the runoff is held, my assumption, this is just my assumption, is that Georgia is going to feel confident that it can count those votes quickly and have their two senators seated by the next day, which is Wednesday, January 6th, 2021. And at that, on January the 6th, the electoral votes are counted by the members of the newly seated House of Representatives and Senate in a joint congressional meeting. So January 6th, there's a joint, the whole Congress meets. And at that point, the USA presidential and vice presidential candidates with the 270 or more electoral votes wins the election. And the full United States Congress certifies the election. So that's January 6th when the Congress actually certifies the election. Then 2 weeks later, on Wednesday, January 20th, 2021, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are sworn in as the President and Vice President of the United States of America. You know, at any time, if you would like to contact me, I'm more than happy to go back through that information. For the Maine, the presidential and vice presidential election is proceeding as expected. We, the human people, because remember now we have some corporate people, we, the human people, are still on the one-yard line in a defensive position because we still have two Senate seats to be secured. And the opposition team is attempting a field goal by going to the various states and trying to get the states to seat electors that agree with the opposition rather than the popular vote. Well, now, of course, unlike an actual football, this sort of field goal is unethical, if not just outright illegal. You know, in the elections, that's not okay. The opposition, realizing there may be strong pushback about this unethical attempt to flip, you know, just to flip an electoral college vote, is clearly preparing a punt. Also, they're resisting working with the Biden-Harris transition team, and there's some potential that they may try other methods of making it difficult for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to be fully effective on January 20th, 2021. Of course, we, the fans, are yelling defense, defense, defense. In the meantime, we, the human beings, are very smart, and we're preparing an offense because we know that what? The best defense is a good offense. Okay, now there are many things, you know, like many things we're doing. There are many humanitarian movements going on, initiatives that are pressing forward. Well, we've got the Movement for Black Lives. We've got Ice Cube and his contract with the Black America. We've got the Sunrise Movement. We've got the Movement for a People's Party, to name just a very few. There are lots more really good ones. The ones I just listed, you know, are relatively new. Long established groups like the ACLU, the League of Women Voters, the NAACP, the Southern Poverty Law Center, just to name a few of them, are helping to hold the line in a mighty way, often in courts of law. You know, they're kind of backstopping us there. You know, we have newscasts, podcasts, keeping us informed and educating us on many topics. We've got psychiatrists, social workers, epidemiologists, ministers of every type. Or, you know, they are tending to our mental and spiritual and energetic needs. Now, we, the human people, we stand firmly on the one-yard line, scrutinizing the Biden-Harris transition team as it prepares to take office. We stand firmly as we watch the Electoral College vote on December 14th, 2020, the swearing in of the 117th Congress on January 3rd, 2021, the runoff elections for the two U.S. senators from Georgia on January 5th, 2021, the counting of the Electoral College votes on January 6th, 2021, and the swearing in of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris on January 20th, 2021. Our victories over the next 8.5 weeks are only the beginning of the fundamental changes we the people are making. As it turns out, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are our employees, and if they persist in stating that nothing will fundamentally change, well, what is happening is that our intentions, our plans and movements are shifting the ground beneath their feet. In the end, when we look at this whole situation, it is time for us, the people, to begin to make it clear that if we're doing all the work, paying all the taxes and all of that, then we're paying the cost to be the boss. We, the human people, we are awake now. We're awake and we're fired up. There is no going back. We're not going back to anything. We have our eyes and total focus on our prize, our goal, which is freedom and every human being living well. Now, my last comments about the November 3rd, 2020 general election in this sixth episode of the Human Hub podcast are meant to open greater dialogue, especially amongst the Black African American descendants of enslaved human beings in the United States of America. To be clear, I, Lady Norma, am a Black woman myself, and I was raised listening to Malcolm X and Dr. Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson Sr. and Richard Hatcher, among many others, including my mother. My main message here is unity, self-determination, and freedom for Black people who are the descendants of enslaved human beings in the United States. Between early October 2020 and November 3rd, 2020, the universal force of love showed up and showed out to reverse the tide of tyranny that was beginning to gain momentum in the United States of America. Love was definitely active through the agency of African American people. It was African American Atlanta, African American Detroit, African American Flint, African American Milwaukee, African American Minneapolis, and African American Philadelphia, along with our Latinx and indigenous peoples of Phoenix and Las Vegas. These human beings voting in large numbers handed the November 3rd, 2020 presidential election to the Democratic Party and the American people on a silver platter. The universe, in its infinite wisdom, just to make sure Black African American human beings fully understand our power as American citizens, focuses our attention right now on a situation where African American Atlanta is being asked once again during a deadly pandemic to deliver for the Democratic Party and the American people. At this point, the coronavirus pandemic is completely out of control in the United States of America. Unemployment, poverty, and hunger are rampant, and there is no relief in sight from the outgoing or incoming presidents. Nevertheless, I am confident that the people of the state of Georgia, including a large number of human beings that constitute African American Atlanta are doing their civic duty and casting a ballot in the January 5th, 2021 runoff election. In the end, by Inauguration Day, Black African American people will have handed the Democratic Party and the American people the White House and the United States Senate. They owe us. Yet, as African American people, we have nothing coming but insults and humiliation. The Democratic Party was callous enough to name Republicans for consideration as cabinet members while the Democratic constituency was in the process of early voting. African American people deserve much better. We deserve to receive an abundant supply in full measure, shaken together and overflowing, the same way that we are delivering these elections. Moving forward, we also have a situation here where Ice Cube took an independent political stance and contacted the Democratic and Republican parties about his contract with Black America. Now, while I don't agree with every word of the contract with Black America, I did read it. I did read through it. I don't agree with every word. However, it is basically a good contract. The Democratic Party said they would be willing to talk about the contract with Black America after the inauguration. Well, heck, that's like saying, you know, one will sign a prenup after the honeymoon. The Republicans jumped at the chance to speak to anyone with millions of followers on various social media platforms. So then Ice Cube was raked over the coals in the media because he met with people currently in power in an attempt to leverage the African American ability to swing elections. Okay, Ice Cube seeing that, hey, Black people were getting ready to hand over the United States White House and hand over the United States Senate to the Democratic Party and the American people. Hey, let's see if we can make sure that we've got something coming. Well, as it turns out, before the election is the right time to do that. All right. From what I can see, Ice Cube was finding out what Black African American people can get in exchange for voting like that during a pandemic. What can we get for voting for a particular candidate? It wasn't a backroom deal. It was done openly out in the public. To the Black African American community, I respectfully suggest that we understand that justice and fairness are good for us. We deserve to have an abundant supply in return for what we provide. Now, making requests when one is likely to get a favorable reply is a good thing. You know, let's learn from Ice Cube's situations. As Black people, let's not vilify him. In fact, let's not condemn attempts to get the things we need or kill the messenger that comes to us. You know, it is time for, regular earthly resources as well as finances to come to Black people and for us to stop being the resource. You know, I found it very interesting in the 1960s, 70s and such, workers employees were referred to a, quote, personnel department. But toward the late 70s, going into the early 80s, all of a sudden we became human resources. Well, it's time for us to stop just being the resource. We want to actually have resources coming to us. Now, Ice Cube wasn't the only person thinking like this. A guest on Trisha Rose and Cornel West's The Tightrope episode, Healing is Not the Next Damn Step, a guest on that show, in that particular episode, a gentleman named Tom Hall asked, if the Democrats knew, Tom Hall asked, if the Democrats know they can count on the votes of black people without offering them anything, what leverage do the people have to influence outcomes? I'm not sure what Tom Hall knew about Ice Cube or whether he knew about it at all. Nevertheless, I was aware of both of these things, and putting them together, I'm saying my short answer to Tom Hall's question is that there is absolutely no leverage to influence outcomes for black people if Democrats feel assured of our vote up front. And this is why the Democratic Party humiliated black people, even as black people were in the process of early voting. To me, and apparently to Ice Cube, Killer Mike, Trisha Rose, Cornel West, Tom Hall, and many other people, it is important that outcomes improve dramatically for black African American people. Now, we definitely want to make much better outcomes so we are actually thriving and living well right now. The outgoing government is set to, quote, let them die, unquote, concerning COVID-19, and appears that it will withhold financial and other resources until people die of starvation or hypothermia, and then blame that on COVID-19 too. This is the right time for all United States of America citizens to think about how we're going to secure our lives, livelihoods, and living well. And mainly to the African American community, I'm saying, let's not vilify each other. Let's unify and understand where we're coming from and pull together. It's important that the black community pull together. And so let's take a look at one of our sponsors here, Anchor. Anchor.fm is the podcast service that is hosting Human Hub Podcast. Anchor.fm provides this service free of charge. They help to distribute the podcasts that are created on the platform, and they help to monetize them. Anchor.fm does this because they want everyone's voice to be heard, regardless of background or experience level. Podcasting with Anchor.fm is easy. Even I can do it. Just sign up on the website or download the app onto your phone. Record your podcast, then hit publish. Record your podcast using the Anchor.fm platform and have your voice heard today. Now, beyond looking at the election, I'm also looking at some existential threats. You know, that is to say, threats to human beings remaining alive on planet Earth. Things like the coronavirus, law enforcement officers killing citizens, climate change, poverty and homelessness during the wintertime, and human beings locked in cages. All of this is happening at the same time in the United States of America and can overwhelm a human being mentally and emotionally, possibly leading to suicide, which is another threat to human beings staying alive on planet Earth. So right now, the coronavirus, far and away, is killing the most people every day in the United States of America. Approximately 2,000 people are dying each and every day from the coronavirus as of November 23rd, 2020. So let's look at the coronavirus, and I'll address the other threats in future podcasts. Okay, unwinding and clarifying the coronavirus situation, I would say this. To be clear, I am not a health professional. My thoughts and opinions are those of an adult human being living in the United States of America, which, as it turns out, is the world leader in coronavirus infections and coronavirus deaths. I, Lady Norma, and Human Hub Podcast acknowledge that human beings are energy beings having physical experiences. The coronavirus is a physical thing, and it has an energetic component, just like human beings do. So let's look a little more closely at the energy of the coronavirus so we can understand what it is at its core, and we can deal with it more effectively. Energetically, the COVID-19 coronavirus is all about stealth, doing things undercover and behind the scenes. The COVID-19 coronavirus is about speed, which is shown both in how quickly it can cause death and how quickly it mutates. This coronavirus is associated with misapplication of every type, particularly misapplication in thought patterns, like the more water, the better. Picture a tsunami and one can see how the misapplication of, quote, the more water, the better, unquote, produces an imbalance and afterwards destruction. The COVID-19 coronavirus is also about being random and haphazard. The, quote, throw everything against the wall and see what sticks, unquote. That approach to establishing residency inside a host, and possibly the most salient characteristic of coronavirus is the overtaking of communications. So we've got stealth, speed, misapplication, randomness, communication takeovers. We also have longevity. COVID-19 coronavirus is fairly long-lived outside its host for a virus. Now, those things seen together, especially when they're seen all at the same time, summarize the energetic signature of COVID-19. Bear in mind that all biological viruses are RNA or DNA wrapped in protein. RNA and DNA are biological archives of information and programming that typically use hosts for their reproduction. You know, that's the whole thing about viruses. You know, they have all the a lot of information there, a lot of, like I say, either RNA or DNA, what they can't reproduce themselves. And what they do is they cause the host organism to do the reproduction for them. They can't reproduce, though, if we don't give them a cozy place to live. There are no antibiotics to viruses like there are to bacterial infections. A human being's immune system is what restores the body to robust health. And the other interesting thing about this coronavirus is fear, confusion, hatred, and fighting focus one's attention on the coronavirus and distract one's attention from one's own well-being. You know, and that's why, you know, if you're afraid or if, you know, if during this time of the pandemic, you know, it's one thing to be cautious. It's another thing to be afraid. It's one thing to say, well, I don't like the way this person's doing something. It's another thing to go to total hatred or actual resistance, like trying to fight something, fight either the virus or other people. Well, one's attention is focused on the thing, you know, focused on a fight or focused on fearfulness or something like that. If it's focused over there, it's not focused on one's well-being. That is what allows any virus, actually, any other programming to take hold, is if you focus your attention on it. Now, this is where self-discipline and a disciplined mind come in, to give a human being the ability to maintain one's well-being. Adequate self-discipline to focus like a laser on one's own well-being. You know, adequate ability to just, you know, stay on your square. Hold your ground. But it's a mental thing, though, at first. It's mental at first. That's the first that's the first place to start, would be a thought pattern. When a human being focuses on one's own well-being, one is led to the correct, uplifting health and medical consultants, the appropriate tests, therapies and medications, the appropriate life-enhancing strategies, you know, like wearing a mask, eating healthy food, keeping one's environment clean, and physically distancing from others for a while. Self-discipline and self-love are our best allies right now. We want to understand that the novel coronavirus, you know, is producing a novel, meaning a new circumstance in our daily lives. It is to our advantage to be self-loving right now and take a new attitude and take new actions. You know, sometimes it's good to just simply take, you know, a master play from a master playbook. It's time for us to do some new things. You know, let's not allow our past to dictate our present and future. Past action just simply doesn't fit current reality. It's just not working. Now, Thanksgiving is coming up in a couple days here. Traditional meals at a dining room table would put whole families in a relatively small, enclosed, poorly ventilated space, seated shoulder to shoulder and unmasked because they're eating. The air in the kitchen and dining room would quickly have a high concentration of the airborne coronavirus. Remember, coronavirus is airborne. So everybody's breathing. And what used to be tiny trace amounts, now we've got concentrated coronavirus here. This is a recipe for the human beings in the house to contract full-blown cases of COVID-19. Now, here are two alternative possibilities. All the family members cook the same meal at the homes in which they usually live. As opposed to everyone gathering at one house, stay at your own house, but cook the same meals. Then on Thanksgiving Day, call each other on the phone or FaceTime or Zoom or something similar while eating the meal. Now that alternative I heard about from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on Twitter. Another idea is to put a table and chairs outside. Bundle up, of course, because it's late fall. Bundle up in your coats and hats and everything. And if you just must gather together for Thanksgiving, eat the Thanksgiving meal outside so that you're in an open space. There's plenty of air circulating. A fan blowing air that's already filled with coronavirus is not the same thing. A fan inside is not the same thing as going outside. So I heard about this idea of if you just must gather together, then put the table and chairs outside, obviously wear your coat and all. I heard about this on Twitter too from Dr. Andrea Feigl. So let's stay alive to see Thanksgiving 2021. Okay? We just simply, it's not going to hurt us. We're not going to die from doing Thanksgiving a different way. We can do this. See you next Thanksgiving. That's the main thing. We want everybody in the family to be alive next Thanksgiving. And as it turns out, the coronavirus has killed more than 250,000 people in the United States. So it's pretty real. The folks in the hospitals I have heard stories of people in the hospitals there, nurses are saying that they are literally gasping for air and not calling for their families. They are still angry that they are ill and assuming that it cannot possibly be the coronavirus because they've been told that coronavirus is unreal, that it's not really real. There are some, that's a very, you say it takes a lot of spiritual mastery to be able to make something like that actually work in your life in such a fashion that you're just simply going to get up off that bed and walk away. That takes a lot of spiritual mastery to do that. I think that for the purposes of the general public, for what do you want to say, 99.9% of the people on planet Earth, the coronavirus is very real. And so, yes, to make it to next Thanksgiving, let's come up with some other plans other than just gathering all together inside a home. Like I say, you can either stay at your own homes and eat separately and call on the phone or eat outside. That would work in some areas. Hopefully it'll be relatively warm and that would work well. So now, my fellow human beings, my fellow Americans, let's be smart. Let's be self-loving. Let's use self-discipline. for our own upliftment and well-being. There is life after the COVID-19 pandemic of 2020-2021. Let's see ourselves in that end zone of freedom, happiness, and living well. And let's hold the attitudes and take the actions today that get us there. And we want to get there alive. Now, it's been my pleasure to serve you with this podcast. Follow me on Twitter at LadyNorma22. I can receive donations via Cash App at $GoldNorm. And I'd like to thank you very much for listening to Human Hub Podcast. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Over me, over me. And before I'd be a slave, I'd be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free.